Penguin Audio presents Riches Within Your Reach by Robert Collier, read by Joel Fotinos. Chapter 1. The God in You. The Declaration of Independence starts with the preamble that all men are born free and equal. But how many believe that? When one child is born in a Park Avenue home, with doctors and nurses and servants to attend to his slightest want, with tutors and colleges to educate him, with riches and influence to start him in his career, how can he be said to be born equal to the child of the ghetto who has difficulty getting enough air to breathe, to say nothing of food to eat, and whose waking hours are so taken up with the struggle for existence that he has no time to acquire much in the way of education? Yet in that which counts most, these two are born equal, for they have equal access to the God in themselves, equal chance to give him means of expression. More than that, the God in one is just as powerful as the God in the other, for both are part of that all-powerful God of the universe who rules the world. In effect, we are each of us individual cells in the great mind of the universe, the God mind. We can draw upon the mind of the universe in exactly the same way that any cell in our own body draws upon our brain for whatever it needs outside its immediate surroundings. All men are born free and equal, just as all the cells in your body are equal. Some of these cells may seem to be more fortunately situated than others, being placed in fatty portions of the body where they are so surrounded with nourishment that they seem assured of everything they can need for their natural lives. Others may be in hard-worked parts where they are continually having to draw upon the lymph around them, and through it upon the bloodstream and the heart, and where it seems as though they cannot be sure of sustenance from one day to the next. Still others may be in little-used and apparently forgotten parts, where they seem to have been left to dry up and starve, as in the scalp of the head when the hair falls out and the fatty tissue of the scalp dries, leaving the cells there to shrivel and die. Yet despite their apparent differences in surroundings and opportunity, all these cells are equal. All can draw upon every element in the body for sustenance at need. To see how it is done, let us take a single nerve cell in our own brain and see how it works. From one side of the cell, a long fiber extends which makes a connection with some part of the skin or some group of cells such as a muscle. This fiber is part of the nerve cell. It is the telephone line, carrying orders or stimuli from the cell to the muscle it controls, or from the sensory nerve in the skin to the cell in the brain. Thoughts, emotions, desires all send impulses to the nerves controlling the muscles concerned and provide the stimuli which set these muscles in action, thus transforming nervous energy into muscular energy. So if you have a desire which requires the action of only a single muscle, what happens? Your desire takes the form of an impulse to the nerve cell controlling that muscle. The order travels along the cell fiber to the muscle, which promptly acts in accord with the stimulus given it. And your desire is satisfied. But suppose your desire requires the action of more than one muscle. Suppose it needs the united power of every muscle in the body. So far, we have used only the long nerve fiber or telephone line connecting the nerve cell with the muscle it controls. But on the other side of each nerve cell are short fibers, apparently ending in space. And as long as the nerves are at rest, these fibers do lie in space. But when you stir up the nerve cells, when you give them a job that is greater than the muscles at their command can manage, then these short fibers go into action. Then they bestir themselves to some purpose. They dig into the nerve cells near them. They wake these and stimulate them in turn to stir up those on the other sides of them until, if necessary, every cell in the brain is twitching and every muscle in the body working to accomplish the job you command. That is what happens in your body if even a single cell in your brain desires something strongly enough, persistently enough, to hold to its purpose until it gets what it wants. And that is what happens in the God body when you put the same persistence into your desires. You are a cell in the God body of the universe, just as every cell in you is a part of your body. When you work with your hands, your
sample complete. Ready to continue?